Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Now, I was going to come out with this episode yesterday, but I wanted to take time, do some research, and get the episode right. So, I got a voice message. For those of you who don't know, if you use the app Anchor. You can actually send me voice messages, and I can put them into the podcast episode. So you ask a question, and then I play your voice message and then answer it. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And let's just get to it. Without further ado, here's Sabina. So, Sabrina.
Hello, my name is Sabrina. I have been diagnosed with schizoaffective bipolar type in eighth grade, of course. I've been hospitalized 10 times within the last 4 years. I am only 20, so I was just wondering if it ever gets better. 'Cause like I'm doing like amazing things. Like I just graduated. I just turned 20, but I feel stuck. Like the schizophrenia is like controlling my life, and I really don't want it to, but I don't know how to cope with it. I just really need some help. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so it is Sabrina. I had Sabina in my head because I know I have a friend with that name, so it just automatically went to that. But good question, Sabrina. So first, I want to dive in because not everyone knows exactly what schizoaffective disorder bipolar type is. So there's a few correlations. Basically, you have schizophrenia, you have schizoaffective disorder bipolar type, and then you have bipolar disorder. So those are the three that we're kind of going with. So bipolar and schizophrenia have different symptoms. Schizoaffective disorder bipolar type has a combination of the symptoms. So if you have the two types, the schizoaffective disorder bipolar type is basically taking symptoms from both of them and putting them together. Now, whether or not it's a good diagnosis or not, I don't know, because from the research that I did over the last 24 hours, so I'm not a doctor, obviously, but there's still debate on whether it's qualified as having just the bipolar and the schizophrenia at the same time, or if this is a actual diagnosis. Regardless, the treatment and the way to deal with it are the same, regardless how it's characterized. So the difference is, so like I have so let me read some of this. We don't really need to go into the differences, I guess. It's really just how to deal with it. So obviously the causes are unknown. Like with schizophrenia, it's too much dopamine in the brain, basically, which causes the voices and the hallucinations. So I'm assuming that is part of it. The bipolar side of it, I'm not sure of, but I'm assuming your dopamine levels have a lot to do with it, simply because some of the medication that's recommended to treat are the same as schizophrenia. So, And I'm quoting here, there are many different treatment options available for schizoaffective disorder bipolar type, and can be difficult to treat because of the dual symptoms, like I talked about, that are like both a mood disorder and schizophrenia. So you have the mania and things like that. All symptoms must be managed effectively. A combination of medications and psychotherapy is generally recommended. So, with schizophrenia, the only help really, if you want to deal with it instead of live with it, is medication. And then for the mood side of things, the mania and things like that, the bipolar side of it, that is dealt with a combination of medication and therapy. So if you have all the symptoms basically, then you have to do both medication and therapy. A lot of well, let's keep reading. It talks about the different medications. A lot of patients are resistant to treatment, so in those cases, they like to use clozapine, whatever, which is an antipsychotic that they normally give to people with schizophrenia. Medication, and I'm quoting here again, medication alone is not sufficient to treat, though. Psychotherapy is an important part of the treatment. While psychotherapy may not be constantly needed, it is an important part of the treatment plan. Your therapist may utilize many different types of psychotherapy, but most common is cognitive behavioral therapy. And then it says, if you have symptoms of schizoaffective disorder bipolar type, you should immediately seek treatment. Obviously. It's really about wanting treatment. It said at the top, that a lot of people are hesitant, and I kind of got that vibe from your message. It might not be true, I don't know. But I was getting that feeling. I mean, you're obviously doing well. You said that, you graduated and you just want to deal with it. Well, the dealing with it part is getting the help that you need, taking the medication, doing the therapy. And depending on, it's really, it's like playing the lottery. I hate to put it that way, but it's literally playing the lottery with medication. You have to keep, so you get on a new medication. Most psychotherapy, most psych antipsychotics take between 3 to 6 weeks to work. So you literally have, and so you have to try different combinations of medicines. You have to try them for extended periods of time. And you have to try them at different dosages. Normally, you can tell if a medication is not good within a few weeks, and it may be that it's too high of a dose, or it may be completely the wrong medicine for you. I've taken some where it felt like I was living in slow motion, and like underwater, and I couldn't handle that. I can't live like that. So I stopped. And before I did stop, we did try different dosages. But that specific medication wasn't right for me. I couldn't live like that. So you literally have to try different combinations of medicine, different amounts, until you find the one that makes your life the easiest. Now, in your case, that's only 50% of it. You have to do the therapy side of it. And I know a lot of people hate the psychotherapy portion, and they don't want to do it because it makes them feel weak. But it's as important, if not more important, because you gotta be happy. You gotta get. Hate saying it like that. No, I'm not gonna say it. You gotta get your mind right. I've done therapy. I've done the psychotherapy. Me personally, it takes me too long to trust people enough to talk to them. So, like, I have to know people for, years and years before I would tell them anything, like 5, 10, 15 years of knowing someone before I can tell them the important things, right? So for me, therapy doesn't work as well because I'll just play it off like I'm good. I won't, actually say the things that are going through my head or whatever is happening at the time because I don't trust them. And that's just me personally. So the medication, I've found some that help, some that don't. I've gone through them. It's really, you have to know yourself. Self-awareness is one of the biggest parts. So if you take medication and it stops the hallucinations and the voices, but it makes you where you don't want to get out of bed and you just sit in bed all day, then that's not going to work. You have to be self-aware enough to know what will give you the best life possible. And so that's really what you're going for, is a combination of meds and treatment that will give you the best life possible. I would have to know specifically what you're struggling with which symptoms, to help you farther than that. Because I can help you with specific symptoms like not being motivated to do something, being tired. Like, I mean, I can give you the baseline ones, exercise always, every day exercise. That releases endorphins, that improves your mood. And it helps your physical fitness. Cold showers boost your immune system, makes you feel better, clears your head instantly. Like, instantly. As soon as, like, you. And start slow if you're not used to like ice cold freezing showers. Don't like try to stand in there for 5 minutes the first time. Start with only like 30 seconds, and over time, over a period of weeks, you can work your way up to like 1 minute, 2 minutes. Eating. Believe it or not, what you eat affects your mood, affects your mental health. Eating healthy will definitely help. Not eating greasy fats. Basically, just eat healthy. Don't eat fast food. I eat fast food maybe once a month, maybe once a month, and that's. Normally, I'll go even longer than that. So chicken, white rice, vegetables, fruits, good steak if you can get it without preservatives and all that, Funny story, I saw a TikTok video of a dude who was eating liver. And talking about all the benefits of liver, I went out and bought beef liver, and I mean, it was fresh, and I wanted to vomit. It's not the taste. It tastes fine. I mean, it tastes, fine to eat, but the texture, I can't even describe the texture. Like when you're trying to chew it, it just makes you want to vomit. Like to me, that's just my opinion. Like I couldn't ha I ate the entire, piece that I had for me. I may have left a little bit, but I sat there and forced myself to get through it, and it left, and then I had to go like wash my mouth out after it. But apparently it's healthy for you, so I tried it. Wouldn't recommend it, but you gotta try, you gotta seek discomfort. On another, I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic, Sabrina, bear with me. This past weekend, I went on a trip. We went out for the whole day. We went down the river. It was a great trip. I made a little TikTok video slideshow. So if you're not following on TikTok, go ahead and do that. It's at the Schizophrenia Life, and I've been testing the different waters. Like one of my hobbies is collectible cards. Magic the Gathering, Flesh and Blood, the different cards, Pokemon, whatever. And so I was testing the waters. I did a bunch of those videos, but I'm still gonna be doing the mental health videos as well. And obviously I'm gonna keep doing the podcast. We're over 3 years, and we're just now starting to get really good growth out of the podcast. I feel like we're growing. So that's a good thing. Okay, back to back get back on topic. Sorry. If you want, Sabrina, you can mess it send me a message directly. Just send me another voice message. Just say at the beginning, I guess. I need a way for y'all to get a hold of me, an easier way. But for now, you can just do a voice message, and we can set up a way to communicate if you want me to help one on one. That's fine. Or let me know if this helped you at all. I would need to know more of the specific symptoms that you're struggling with, to help with in specific areas of your life. But the basic ones always apply. The basic ones always apply. You have to develop a routine. You have to develop good habits. Like, you know what sets you off. You know certain things set off, like, for example, your mania. And so you have to build your life around avoiding those things. You have to build your life around being productive, being happy, and eating healthy, exercise, all those things apply. And is it hard work? Of course. There's days that I just don't want to do anything. I took a 2 hour nap today just because. It means I'm gonna have to work tonight, but it was worth it. I didn't feel like, I was trying to work and I just didn't feel it. So I was like, okay, and I went upstairs, took a nap, and just to revive myself. I think that's. I think that's it. Let me know if you need anything, and for the rest, obviously this goes for everyone. Let me know if you need anything, and if you wanna, if you wanna send in your questions, we'll do this. If you're sending in just a direct message that you don't want to be answered on air, say that at the beginning of your message. And if you're sending a question that you want answered in an episode, then just start by saying the word question. So, question, blah, 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 blah. And that's how we'll sort them. So, have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you later.